The film begins by showing a wounded woman lying in a pool of water. In her mind, she is only thinking about her daughter's safety. The story moves to a forest where a young girl named Helena is running joyfully among the trees, despite her mom calling her from their cabin. Helena pays no attention to her mom's calls and continues running. Eventually, she comes across a man named Jacob, who is revealed to be her father. Helena has a closer bond with her father than her mother, so she spends more time with him. Jacob, who is a hunter, takes Helena hunting with him and teaches her survival skills in the forest. With Jacob's guidance, Helena learns to predict animal behavior by observing their footprints. Using this skill, she tracks a deer until they find it feeding behind some trees. Jacob then gives Helena further lessons, handing her his weapon and asking her to shoot the deer. Unfortunately, before Helena can shoot, the deer senses their presence and runs away. Helena realizes that the deer detected them because of the wind blowing from their direction, teaching her another valuable lesson. When they return home, Helena finds her mom, Beth, upset because she ignored her calls. Despite Helena's unsuccessful hunt that day, Jacob tattoos her arm as a gift. Later, while Helena is gathering plants in the forest, she hears her mother scream. Rushing to the scene, she sees her father helping her mother out of the water, leading Helena to fear her mother has drowned. That night, Helena practices playing her flute, but her mother asks her to stop, leaving her disappointed. She notices two straw dolls near the window, representing her and her father. The next day, Helena and Jacob go hunting again and find a wolf's leg in one of their traps, confusing Helena. Jacob explains that the wolf sacrificed its leg to escape. After some time, they catch a deer for food, and Helena receives a new tattoo on her neck, a tradition Jacob starts after successful hunts. Later, Helena asks her father when she'll have a shed for her weapons, but Jacob jokes that she'll get one when she becomes a great hunter. During their conversation, Helena notices Jacob has three gold teeth. That night, Helena wakes up to the sound of wolf howls near their cabin. Fearlessly, she opens the door and spots a hungry, skinny wolf outside, with a fat wolf not far away staring at her menacingly. Jacob then joins her, explaining that the wolves are hungry. Helena suggests giving them leftover food, but her dad warns that if they run out of food, the wolves will still attack out of survival instinct. He hands her the weapon, asking her to kill the fat wolf, but Helena hesitates. Jacob then takes back the weapon and kills both wolves, emphasizing the importance of protecting the family. The next morning, Jacob goes hunting alone, promising Helena a surprise. Left alone with her mother, Helena doesn't engage in conversation, feeling unfamiliar with her. The following day, Helena chooses to be alone outside the cabin. Not long after, a man on an ATV approaches, claiming to be lost without phone signal. Helena, amazed as she's never seen anyone outside her family, watches. Beth rushes to take Helena onto the ATV, but Jacob returns and shoots the man dead. Panicked, Beth tries to take Helena away, but she rebels and tries to reach her dad. Beth hits Helena with a stone until she faints, then takes her away. Shortly after, Helena wakes up on a couch in a police station, feeling surprised by the unfamiliar surroundings. Officer Clark approaches and tells her that her mother is nearby. When Helena asks about her father, Clark explains he's not there and assures her she's safe now. Still confused by the strangers, Helena quickly leaves the room but finds herself in a crowd. She urges her mother to go home, but Beth then makes a shocking statement, revealing that Jacob had kidnapped her and taken her to the forest. Helena finds this hard to believe, as her father always said her mother was lying. Furious, she has to be locked in a room. While searching for a way out, she spots her necklace hanging on a tree branch outside the window. This inspires her to escape. Along the way, she's amazed by tall buildings, lights, and cars she's never seen before. Suddenly, Helena hears her dad's flute and sees her dad standing at the end of an alley. Helena rushes to hug him, but when Jacob tries to take Helena away, the police arrive and surround them. Before arrested by the police, Jacob promises to find her someday. Several years later, Helena is now an adult working in an office, showing she's integrated into human society. Although the tattoos on her face have been removed, the marks are still visible, so she hides them to blend in. After work, she picks up her daughter Mary from school and takes her to the park. When Mary asks about the names of various plants and animals, Helena can easily answer, which surprises Mary how her mother knows all this. When Mary spots a tattoo on her mom's arm and asks about it, Helena forbids her from getting one, revealing she doesn't want tattoos herself. Back home, they're greeted by Helena's husband Stephen, who takes them to a party. At the party, Stephen's friends notice Helena's unusual neck tattoo and ask about it. She lies, saying she got it in San Francisco as a teenager, also fabricating stories about her parents, whom she claims work as insurance employees and telemarketers. That night, a car is on its way transporting a number of prisoners to their new cell. After a while, a prisoner starts coughing and spits something out of his mouth, then quietly opens his handcuffs. And once the handcuffs are off, he attacks the guard and successfully escapes. The following day, Helena returns home from work to find a swarm of police officers and FBI agents at her house, causing her to panic. An FBI agent informs her that her father and other prisoners escaped from a transport vehicle the night before, revealing that her father, Jacob, was the one who attacked the police. They ask if she's had any contact with him, but Helena admits she hasn't spoken to him since she was 10 years old. Not long after, Stephen enters the room and discovers Helena has been hiding her past from him, only knowing that her parents died in a car accident. He feels betrayed learning that Helena's father, Jacob, is actually a notorious killer known as the Swamp King. Disappointed, Stephen leaves with their daughter and asks Helena to discuss the matter later. On the other hand, the police don't believe Helena's statement and request her phones and computers. She warns them that if her father escapes into the wilderness, they won't be able to catch him again. After the police leave, Helena watches the news about Jacob kidnapping and holding her mother captive for 12 years in the forest. Despite their escape together and the birth of Helena during captivity, Beth struggled to adapt to normal life and eventually do the unthinkable. Helena then contacts her husband, who informs her that he and Mary are staying in a hotel for safety. However, Stephen still sounds disappointed and quickly hangs up before Helena can explain anything. Later, Helena heads to the basement to retrieve a box of her belongings. Among them, she finds her flute necklace and reminisces about the moment her father gave it to her. That night, unable to sleep, she decides to swim in the lake near her house to calm herself. Meanwhile, Jacob and his fellow prisoner are picked up by a man in a car. The next morning, Clark, still serving as a police officer, visits Helena. He expresses concern for her, given the ordeal she went through after escaping from the forest with her mother. Clark reveals he had a relationship with Beth, but couldn't connect with Helena, who didn't attend her mother's funeral. Despite this, he still cares for her. Sensing Helena's discomfort, Clark leaves, but offers to accompany her to the police station when asked to go. There, they receive shocking news from the FBI agent that Jacob and his accomplices died in a car accident while trying to cross the border. Though burnt beyond recognition, Jacob's identity was confirmed by his distinctive gold teeth, but only two bodies were found, suggesting one person escaped. However, Helena doesn't react because to her, her father died 20 years ago. After learning of Jacob's death, Stephen finally brings Mary home, which delights Helena. She confesses she hid her dark past, fearing Stephen wouldn't marry her if he knew her father was a criminal. With everything out in the open, Helena braces herself for Stephen's reaction, but he surprises her by declaring his love and asking her to be honest from now on. As Stephen was about to leave for work one night, he pleaded with Helena to let him truly be a part of her life. Helena remained silent until Stephen was almost out the door. Suddenly, she rushed to intercept his car, admitting her struggle to trust anyone due to her father's reputation as a criminal. Despite this, she trusted only her father. Helena then revealed all her tattoos to Stephen, explaining their significance. She asked if he would still marry her if he had known everything from the start. Without hesitation, Stephen hugged her tightly, confirming his love. The next morning, Helena introduced her family to Clark for the first time. Clark was overjoyed to meet Mary and hoped she'd call him Grandpa. He shared pictures from Helena's youth, showing how much he cared for her, even as a stepfather. Among the photos was Beth, whom he told Mary was her grandmother. Before Helena left, Clark noticed the tattoo on her arm, which he thought meant owned in Indian language. However, Helena explained that her father told her it actually meant family, suggesting Jacob had manipulated her sense of belonging for his own gain. On her way home, Helena, who had finally started to feel like her life was getting back to normal, nearly ran over a figure resembling a three-legged wolf. This brought back memories of her father, telling her about wolves sacrificing limbs for freedom. That night, Helena was plagued by nightmares of her father's return, and feeling unsettled, she brought her daughter to sleep with her and her husband. The next morning, Helena's anxiety spiked when she found soil on the floor, fearing Jacob had come to their house. However, she discovered it was just dirt from Mary's shoes. While shopping at the market during the day, Helena bumped into one of Stephen's colleagues. Suddenly, the sound of her dad's flute caught her attention, and she spotted a man with long hair resembling her father walking away. Curious, she chased after him, but he vanished. This incident made Helena feel like her father was still alive and watching her family. To protect them, she set traps around the house and ensured all doors and windows were locked. That night, after putting Mary to bed, Helena heard the trap bell ring. She grabbed the knife her father had given her and rushed outside to check. However, she found only a dead rabbit caught in the trap. At the same time, she heard her house door open, sending her into a panic. Rushing back inside, she discovered it was just Stephen returning home. Despite this, Helena still felt uneasy and decided to call Clark to report the incident with the rabbit. She explained that the rabbit had a head wound, leading her to suspect her father, Jacob, was involved. However, Clark suggested the rabbit might have been injured in another way, urging Helena not to dwell on her thoughts as Jacob was clearly dead. The next morning, Helena found Mary playing with two straw dolls, similar to the ones she used to play with. Surprised, Mary couldn't say where the dolls came from, making Helena believe her father might still be alive and nearby. She then promptly took Mary to school, asking her to wait until she or Stephen picked her up. Helena then met Stephen at his office and asked him to fetch Mary from school, admitting she was about to do something she couldn't tell him. Despite Stephen's worries, Helena assured him it would be her last secret. She then headed to the forest of her childhood, turning off her phone to avoid being tracked. At the forest edge, she inflated a boat and began navigating the long river. After several hours of journeying, Helena reached the headwaters, a waterfall that brought back memories of her past. She eventually arrived at the cabin where her family once lived. Inside, she placed the two straw dolls near the window, reminiscent of old times. Suddenly, Jacob, who was indeed still alive, appeared, leaving Helena stunned. After 20 years apart, they were finally reunited. Jacob took Helena for a walk in the familiar forest they used to frequent. He then explained how he deceived the police by sacrificing his three gold teeth, likening it to the wolf sacrificing a leg. Jacob also expressed his disappointment that Helena never visited him in prison or brought Mary. Jacob then showed her a boat by the riverbank, proposing they start a new life in Canada. This angered Helena, as she now had her own family. However, Jacob insisted they could have a perfect life in the forest again, but Helena remembered him trying to drown Beth when she attempted to escape. Firmly refusing Jacob's plea to bring Mary, Helena declared their relationship over and expressed her desire to leave, asking him not to approach her family again. Upon hearing this, Jacob felt a deep sadness, and he tightly hugged his daughter before letting her go. However, on their way, Helena was shocked to see Clark there. He explained that Stephen had contacted him. Worried that Jacob might spot them, Helena tried to convince Clark to leave, but it was too late. Jacob had already arrived and swiftly killed Clark. He then dragged Helena and threw her into a hole. Jacob promised to retrieve Mary before sealing the hole, a punishment he often inflicted on Helena during her childhood. Helena recalled the moment her mother rescued her from the hole, a testament to her mother's love. Determined to save her own daughter, Helena climbed the hole with all her strength. Upon reaching the surface, she spotted the warehouse where her father stored weapons. Quickly, she found a weapon and ammunition. Racing to the river, Helena discovered her father's boat missing. Using her tracking skills, she hurriedly searched for him and eventually spotted Jacob rowing the boat. Taking aim, Helena fired, but her shot missed. Realizing he was being hunted, Jacob dove into the river and escaped. Helena tried to chase him, but found the boat empty. Helena then began tracking again, using all the methods her dad had taught her when she was a child. After some time, Helena reached an open area. Initially, she planned to return to the forest, thinking her father would hide where people couldn't see him. However, she realized he wouldn't do that when facing her, deciding to search the swampy open area. Helena cautiously stepped forward, using her skills to locate Jacob. Unexpectedly, Jacob, hiding in the water, shot Helena in the thigh. Despite being known for never missing a shot, he deliberately aimed for her leg out of love. Handcuffing her, Jacob ordered Helena to lead him to her boat. During the journey, he tried to provoke her, claiming he cared unlike her mother. However, Helena defended her mother, stating she would never point a gun at her. Suddenly, Helena slipped and hung from a cliff's edge. When Jacob attempted to help, she pulled him down instead. Moments later, the scene returned to the beginning of the movie, revealing the woman as an adult Helena. Helena's handcuffs broke upon impact from the fall. Despite her injuries, she focused on her daughter's safety, finding the strength to reach for the weapon. Jacob attempted to stop her, but Helena swiftly grabbed the weapon and fatally shot her father. With her remaining strength, she took the boat and headed home, remembering her father's words about protecting her family, and the movie concluded. Moral lesson from the story: always answer your mom's calls, or you might end up with a tattoo from dad or chased by wolves. And remember, if you ever meet a long-haired flute player who looks suspiciously like your dad, it's probably time to reconsider your life choices.